preach on this, but I just want to read it as a good verse for our consideration before, as we think of revival starting tomorrow night. 2 Chronicles 7:14, page 496 in your old Scofield Reference Bible. If my people, notice my people, revival is not getting the lost in. Getting saved, revival starts with God's people. And then real revival will extend out to other people, but it should start with God's people if it's real revival. It will. If my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. What a great promise that God gives us for revival. Now, do we really believe this? Do we really believe that God means that? Did God just put that in there to fill up space, or does God, I believe He means it, don't you? Did you believe He means that? I do. I believe it. Let's ask the Lord now to bless tonight in this service. Father, we thank You for these that have come out this way tonight. I pray, Lord, You'd bless everyone in this building tonight. God, You brought them here for a purpose. Stir our soul. May the will of God be done in this service. Bless our boys and girls over in our WANA program. I pray You'd help their workers and as they instill the truths of God's eternal word in their hearts and souls. And may they have a good time. And may it be spiritually profitable over there, I pray. Keep your hand on our church. Bless Brother Hatch. Give him a safe flight in. Give him power night after night. Especially next Sunday, would You give us a great day? Help us see many people won to Christ. Have Your way now in this service tonight. Anoint me, Lord, as I speak now. And may the will of God be done on these grounds and around this church. May we please Thee and do Your precious will. And Lord, may we have the joy of knowing that we're in the center of the will of God for our lives. And for this, keep us as a church in the center of Your will, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, folks, I believe that Holy Ghost, that America has two choices. Holy Ghost revival or and a turning back to God, or the judgment hand of God's going to fall. Now, I really don't, with... If God lets America get by with, I mean it's hell by the acre across America, and if God lets America get by with her sin, then He's going to have to repent to when at the judgment day to the Roman Empire, to Sodom and Gomorrah, and other places like that, and God's not going to have to repent to anybody. Our God will deal justly and fairly. And God's judgment will fall at the right time because the Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. You reap what you sow. So America at God's time is going to reap for sin unless she has a turning back. So America has a choice. We either turn back to God, folks, or it's, or God's judgment hand is going to fall. Our homes are crumbling. Our society is crumbling. America's going to hell morally and spiritually. And something, we're ripe for divine retribution in America. And God has promised here in Isaiah, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that God said that the people of God, if my people would do four things, God says, people of God, you must do four things. Humble yourself, pray, seek my face. That is, not only pray, but I mean just keep praying until we get the face of God. And then turn, as we seek the face of God, there must be a turning from our wicked ways. God said, if you'll do those four things, He said, I'll do three things. And God keeps His word. You and I may not, but God will keep His word. He said, then, if you'll do those four things, I'll hear from heaven. And He said, I will forgive their sin. And third, He said, I will heal their land. Wouldn't that be too good to be true, to have our land healed spiritually? Wouldn't that be wonderful? To see, we thought things were bad back when I was a boy. But, I mean, the power, you could experience the power of God. And there was a semblance of morality and very, very little divorce. And the home unit was important. But this thing's gone to pieces today. Wouldn't it be good? And only God can heal this land. Only God can. And it would be like a dream. I just finished reading another book on the Welsh revival. And it's like a dream when God moves in revival power. But let me just, there's a lot I could say, but we've got some business to take care of tonight. But let me just suggest this week some things that we need to do, attitudes we need to take. I'm just going to suggest them to move on. But first of all, an attitude we need this week for revival, folks, we need to recognize that we have a need for revival. I want to hear from God myself. I don't know about you, but every now and then I've got to hear from God. I mean, I hate to go very long without hearing from heaven. I'm thank God that this week for this trailer was loaded. The other one is being loaded, and we got a little messed up on telling people not to bring things to Friday, so it's been slow today. Probably will be tomorrow, and hopefully Friday things will pick up. And so this has sort of throwed us out of sync around the church here. And now I like to get in the groove on things, you know. And tonight, I went over just walking in the woods, and I've been just go, seeming for 2 or 3 days. And just got in the woods and had a good time of prayer and fellowship with the Lord. And every now and then, I've got to have that. I've got to have it. And folks, we need to recognize that we need the Lord. And we can't have revival in America till we realize we've got a problem. And so, first of all, we need to realize we need revival. You ought to be here every night. Come pray, because we need revival. And one of the things I want to see revival for, folks, is so our... Now, I want to see it for myself. I'm selfish. I want revival for myself. And I want to hear from heaven for myself. I need it. I've got to have it. But also, I want it for this church, too. I want it for this church. This church needs a new touch from God. We need revival. But another, I'm getting to this. Our young people need to see revival. And we need, our young people need to see it. When I was a boy, I'd see a revival every now and then. And it was not an uncommon thing to see a revival going 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks as a boy back in those country churches. And they'd shout the praises of God, and people would get born again, and the drunkards would get saved, and hard hearts would get saved. And we're not seeing a whole lot of that today. And we need revival so our young people can know that Jesus is real. There is a God in heaven. And revival to me is just God coming on the scene. That's revival. There's nothing more, nothing less. And then we need to get, there's a lot I can say about all this, but we need to get an attitude of prayer. Revival never comes by just good preaching. There's a lot of good preaching going on across America. But good preaching doesn't necessarily bring revival. And if there's revival, Brother God will touch people and they'll have tongues of flame, a flame for God. But some of those old country preachers back when I was a boy that could have real revival, well, they didn't know anything about the King's English. They weren't polished preachers, but brother, they had a little touch of God on. And so revival will stir people up, and revival will loose the tongue of God's preachers. But good preaching it'll not come in on good preaching and good singing. Every time there's a great revival, there's great singing. I mean, when you get a song in your heart, you can sing then. Reason you can't sing, folks, sometimes people, I'll look back there sometimes, and we'll be singing Power in the Blood, and people will be just looking around. Singing Power in the Blood, or when we all get to heaven, and people just look around like that. But when you get touch with God, when you get the touch of God on you, when you sing Power in the Blood, it stirs you so. And when we all get to heaven, brother, that's a wonderful thing. When you got the touch of God on you now. And so we need just having good attendance. If we can pack this church out, that doesn't mean we're going to have revival. But revival will come when God's people really get burdened for revival. That's when it'll come. As the Bible says, Isaiah 66:8, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Then we also, in the revival, this week we need real revival, when real revival comes, people will want to be faithful to God's house. Real revival, every touch of revival I've ever been around, Brother, people pop, they pile in. I mean, people come. And so an essential for the revival this week is we need an attitude of faithfulness to the revival. We need to be faithful in prayer and faithful in attendance and faithful inviting friends and faithful to the choir every night. Choir, be here every night. And faithful as ushers. We need ushers being faithful every night. And don't let ball games and shopping and school activities and I don't even want us to let this truck out. I'd rather have revival than pack that truck out there. That's more important than pack. And we need to do that. We need to put first things first. And the revival is the important thing around the church this week. And so you need to be here night after night. You ought not miss a service. I can't believe God's in anybody missing a service, the revival. You ought to be here. You ought to be in your place every service. And God's just not in it, you're laying out, unless it's an absolute emergency. And then also, another attitude for revival is we ought to cooperate. You ought to cooperate. And everything that's going on, you ought to be, do everything you can to promote this revival. And we ought to just unite together as a church and get behind this revival. We ought to invite the lost. Invite the backslidden, those with spiritual needs. We ought to come for prayer back there, men. And ought to be in the choir. And you ought to be willing to serve in the nursery. And we ought to come here night after night. And when Brother Gary stands up singing, you ought to sing out. Now, let's sing out, folks, during the revival. Let's don't do it. When we all get to heaven. Huh? You ought to sing, when we all get to heaven. Brother, act like you really mean it. You ought to fake it anyway. And then we ought to be willing to sacrifice. It's going to take some sacrifice when we have revival this week. Sacrifice of our time and sacrifice of money. Sacrifice we ought to get a hold of God. I just read a book on prayer. I don't even know anything about praying. If that's real praying, I know nothing about praying. Little book like they prayed back in Finney's day. Brother Danny Lawson has it. Have you all seen that little book he's got out there? I know nothing about that kind of praying. And I don't believe anybody in here knows one iota about it. It is revolutionary. Those men got a hold of God and prayed and prayed and go in and spend days and days and days and days and days in agonizing prayer until Brother God broke through in mighty power. You don't know anything. Now, I know I pray some, and some of you are praying people. But we don't know anything about that kind of praying. And if we ever know anything about praying that moves the hand of God, it's going to cost us something. But we need to be. And I know you've heard me tell before, my wife's brother got saved. My wife's mother prayed all night for her lost 18-year-old son. That's going to go to Bradley University the next day. I hadn't told us in a long time. I'm going to tell again sometime, because it shows what prayer will do. She prayed God to save him, that revival, tent revival next night. And he sat back there as hard as nails. And I went back there in invitation, almost drug stand down the, dragged, I guess be correct. Correct thing is there. Just dragged him down that aisle. And they took him to the prayer tent, and one preacher couldn't win him. So he come, he said, Gene, he's hard as nails. And I got an old preacher, Brother Depp, go over there, and he prayed with him and talked to him, finally stand broke. Started weeping and got saved. And he's been a great Christian ever since. And his boy called me the other day, sat in the office, and he started preaching. His mother prayed all night for her son. She didn't want him to go off to college unsaved. And that's the type of praying, folks, that God will hear when we mean business and willing to sacrifice. And then also, we'll never get anything from God unless we expect to get something from God. We've got to have that attitude. Lord, I'm expecting it to work this week. Lord, I'm expecting you to do something for me. Lord, I'm expecting great things. And let's get a spirit of expectancy around here. And then let's be willing to, whatever God wants us to do this week, let's be willing to do it. Let's be willing to do it. Whatever, and the secret revival personally and as a collectively is just obedience. Just whenever God speaks, we ought to be quick to obey. If God speaks to you, you ought to come to this altar. If God wants you to testify, testify. If He wants you to go out and witness somebody, be willing to go. If He wants you to say amen, say amen. If He wants you to praise the Lord, say praise the Lord. And whatever the Lord wants us to do, let's get that. Let's get that attitude. We're going to obey God. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So I just want to make a few remarks tonight to help us get in the spirit, revival, and get ready for the revival beginning tomorrow night. Okay.